Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Wednesday, October the 8th at Keeneland as the fall meet continues after a rousing Fall Stars weekend. Bunch of tickets punched to the Breeders' Cup, some outstanding performances, and Tom Leach here along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. So we take a look at the late pick four on the Wednesday card. Eight race card, it means it's the second half of the Wednesday card that we're looking at, Jim. Race five is a claiming event for a $32,000 claiming level, three-year-olds and up, mile and a 16th, and the rain came down pretty significantly on Tuesday as we record this, so I would imagine, I think the rain's supposed to move out, so it'll probably be a fast track, but it'll be interesting to see if the track profile on the turf or dirt changes at all since the addition of rain. The turf in particular needed some rain, I would imagine.
Oh, I think it's great for the turf course. And we've only got two turf Wednesday, and there's a 6th and the 8th. So I'm thinking by the time that rolls around that we'll be on the turf. The dirt had played really fairly all weekend, I thought. We had some horses that came from way out of it, and we had some horses that won on the lead. So a little more moisture in the track sometimes means that speed holds up a little bit better. You might look at that when you start watching the first couple races on Wednesday.
All right, let's jump into it. Race five, who do you like?
Well, I thought that Magnolia Midnight is a deserving favorite here, the six horse. This trainer is really good, but he's not really good with a horse off a layoff. And, of course, he's traded back and forth. I guess it's his brother that has it. But horse has been out since August 16th, so that's a little bit concerned. But that was a good run that day. A $40,000 claimer at Saratoga at a mile. So coming back at a mile and 16th should be no problem for this horse. Eight lifetime wins from 32. So I think Magnolia Midnight is a deserving favorite. But I'm going to single later on and pick four, so I'm going to use a couple other horses trying to catch a price. My long shot price is Outlier for Rick Hiles. Rick Hiles usually, doesn't have many horses anymore, but he usually has his horse is ready for Keeneland. And if you draw a line through that sloppy track at Churchill last time out, this horse is in really good form back in May and June at Churchill. And a $40,000 claimer only lost by three lengths to Inexorable, which is another one that's in this race. And I think that probably the horse might have a shot at the price. 13 lifetime wins, 7-year-old gelding, but they're still bringing him back to the races. So he's my long shot. Trident Hit for Tyler Gaffleone and Ron Moquette. Didn't race very well at Saratoga in his comeback race, but it was in $50,000 company at Churchill and ran well at Oakland. So hopefully he'll get back after a tune-up for this one and run well. And then Castle Island for Luis Saez and Joe Sharp. Again, it's a horse that's kind of gotten out of form, but if you go back a few races, was right there at this level. So it's a claiming race, and anything can happen, but that's why I wanted to go with others other than Magnolia Midnight, although he's going to be a deserving favorite in here.
I took him second. I took Castle Island on top with the second start off the Joe Sharp claim. Blinkers off is an 18% angle for this barn. This horse has some speed. Four wins, four seconds, three thirds from 17 starts, so there's a pretty good level of consistency there. So I took Castle Island on top. I'm going to go four deep on my pick four. I used Trident Hit with a couple of local runner-up performances. So likes Keeneland. And then Inexorable, just on the class drop, I'm going to throw him on the ticket as well. Move on to race six, three-year-olds and up, maidens on the turf, mile and an eighth. We'll assume it's going to stay on the turf. I went for a little bit of a price here with Kicking Clear. Horse doesn't have a great win record, but it's Walsh and Gaffleone, and the Walsh barn got off to a great start. Horse improved last time out, now cutting back from a mile and a half, and faced some pretty good fields. I'm thinking maybe, you know, what I think is probably a wide-open race, this horse could jump up and run big. Just mainly didn't like anybody else, so I was trying to look for a price. The three, Blast Furnace, second start with Maker, ran well in one start here at Keeneland, so I think that's probably the one to beat. The four, Gold Sovereign, third behind Blast Furnace in that race at Kentucky Downs last time. The seven, Founders, improved first time on the turf up at Saratoga, and it was in the lower level, but still improved. I'm also going to throw in the 11, Feeling Grand, 20-1, but this horse was 5th of 12 in the debut at Kentucky Downs and was a big price, so didn't take any money that day. But I like Kelsey Danner, and again, kind of a wide-open race. If I had any reason at all to take a look at a price horse like this one, I said, why not throw it on the ticket as well? So I'll go 5 deep on my pick 4. How'd you see the second leg of the pick 4, race 6?
I was going to sneak that one in on you, and you got me at the very last minute, because I like the horse at 20-1 as well. Horse was 75-1 at Kentucky Downs. Got bumped at the break, was way out of it, 10th down the back stretch, and passed a few horses. Got beat 8.5 and a maiden special weight first time out. They're going for the big money Kentucky Downs. And I see no reason why he shouldn't run better here. Got a 73 buyer, and you look at the rest of the horses in here. Only Gold Sovereign was in that ballpark first time out. So I think Feeling Grand's got a shot, and I doubt if he'll go off at 20-1. I used the same other four horses. I had the same five horses as you did. I'm against Blast Furnace in here. I'm not going to take a horse that's 0 for 10 in a wide open race, although second Michael Maker lets me look at him a little bit differently, but I don't like a horse that's 0 for 10. I like Gold Sovereign better. They finished right together in that Kentucky Downs race. And Gold Sovereign is a Chad Brown horse who has a lot of room to improve. So Gold Sovereign will be my top choice in here, with Feeling Grand being my long shot choice. I'm using Founders and Kicking Clear as well. Brendan Walsh was hot as a pistol opening weekend. He's 5 for 11, so not too bad. He's got a couple other live ones coming up.
Race 7, first level allowance, 7 furlongs on the main track for fillies and mares 3 and up. How'd you see it?
Well, I thought No What Ifs was, I thought it was a two-horse race between Drury and Lady Go-Go and Grant Forster and No What Ifs. Both of those guys are from Louisville. They left to win at Keeneland. And No What Ifs had two back-to-back efforts at Churchill that will put her right there. 7 furlongs shouldn't be a problem for her. She's raced 7 furlongs one time before. Lady Go-Go for Tom Drury comes off a tune-up at Ellis Park, where she almost won at a first-level allowance race. After coming from the synthetic and turf, they found out that she ran better on dirt, so they're going to try her back on dirt here. Pretty sure for Brendan Walsh with Tyler Gaffleone, only has 4 lifetime and eligible to improve off that. And then Cervaro della Sala for Anna Mia and Louis Saez, 20-1 morning line, comes from Great Britain, has got a long career over here. She's been over here for a couple years. Maybe some back class there. Won an allowance race at Ellis Park, moved him up to a better allowance at Churchill and didn't run so well. But maybe she'll fire here from the one hole. Louis Saez at 21 is not a bad price. So I'm going to use those 4 to try to get through this leg.
I took No What Ifs on top, running well in the only start that she had here at Keeneland. 2-2-1 from 7 starts. I like Jose Ortiz riding, although he had a cold start to the Fall Stars weekend. The 4, pretty sure. It's Walsh and Gaffleone, and the addition of Blinkers is a 16% angle for Walsh. Lady Go-Go, 77 buyer off a bit of a break for Tommy Drury, whose horses are always seem to give you a good run, and he didn't take as much money as other trainers do. She called the 5, new to the Fox Barn, and that is a 24% win rate that he has with new acquisitions, so I'm going to put that one on the ticket and go 4 deep. 8th race is considered the feature on Wednesday. It's a second level allowance, 3 and up on the turf at a mile and a 16th. I thought Cameo Performance looked awfully strong in there, been facing tougher fields and stakes company. One in his only start on this turf course for Brendan Walsh, and has had 4 works since that August 28th third place finish in the Tappet Stakes at Kentucky Downs. So I thought he was going to be hard to beat in here. He'll use Mountain Bear with him, the 8 off a third-place finish at Kentucky Downs. Gilded Kraken has been running well of late. Good speed on that horse, and that could be helpful to his cause here. But I think Cameo Performance looks solid for me. How about you?
I'm going to single Cameo Performance for the pick 4. Brendan Walsh has convinced me opening weekend. I had a couple of his winners, but he surprised me with a couple as well. But his guy's barn really cranking right now, and Gasly owns his go-to rider. So Cameo Performance, to me, is a standout here. I think Mountain Bear, if Cameo Performance doesn't come with his best effort, Mountain Bear or possibly Gilden Kraken could give him a fight. My long shot in here would be Brian Lynch's horse, Beyond Stoked, with Johnny Velasquez, coming off a really good effort at Churchill Downs in September. And this horse is capable of putting back-to-back 87s, 88s. And then Wyoming Bill for Ired Ortiz, interesting kind of obscure trainer that Ired picks up this mount. But Frankie Dettori rode her, rode him in the Woodbine Mile. And he did disgrace himself there. He got beat by 8 lengths with 85 buyers. So coming from Woodbine, horse has got some stamina, I'm sure. So Wyoming Bill might be my upsetter here. But I'm going to stand with Cameo Performance. I think he's a standout on the card.
Yeah, I'm singling him as well. I'm going to go 3-5-6-7 to start with 3-4-7-10-11 with 3-4-5-6 and single the 7. Just a $40 ticket on the Wednesday card for me. How does your ticket stack up?
And we are most identical, almost identical. I'm $40 as well with 2-5-6-7, with 3-4-7-10-11, with 1-3-4-6, with 7. So we didn't give people a chance to compare our tickets. We're either both going to hit or neither one of us is going to hit.
Yeah, and you could actually combine our two. I think we had two different horses in two of the different races. You could combine the two tickets. I don't know what that would take it to, but it wouldn't be too bad. So
it would add one in each of the first leg and the third leg. So yeah, it would go to 50 and then to maybe $60. I'm not sure. Okay. Let's see. Five by 62.50 looks like.
Yeah. So you can play that way if you like as well. Best of luck with your plays for Wednesday. We're doing this podcast every day of the fall racing meet, so we'll have another one for Thursday right here at KeenelandSelect.com.